Sanity Meditation, May 10th, 2008. The question this evening is about sexual energy exchanges. From the raw contact, we know that two factors which enhance the exchange are extended foreplay, which increases the amount of energy transferred, and both partners dedicating themselves to service to others, which doubles the energy transfer. Also, simultaneous orgasm allows the transfer to be most efficient. Could you speak to the spiritual nature of sexual energy exchanges and how they enhance our magical personality?
We are those known to you as the principal of Ghoul. We greet you in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator, in whose service we come to you this evening. We thank you for the privilege of being called to join your circle of seeking this evening. It is a joy to be part of this circle of beautiful seeking souls as your auras mingle and create the sacred space of this contact. They show us a beauty that is beyond words. We thank you so much for this opportunity to share our humble thoughts with you on the subject of sexual energy exchange and the principles involved in maximizing this sacred energy. As always, however, we would preface our discussion by requesting that each maintain the utmost vigilance over the doors of perception. Please use your discrimination. Listen for the voice of your own resonance. If something seems interesting to you, by all means, use it. But if something does not, please let it go without a second thought. In this way, we can be assured of refraining from infringing in any way upon the process of your spiritual evolution. We thank you for this consideration. In speaking of sexual energy exchange, we need first to move back and prepare the ground, as it were. By offering some thoughts concerning the nature of the energy body and the nature of energy exchanges. Your energy body is far more full of your essence, in the metaphysical sense, than is your physical body. It is the body from which your physical body takes its form. But it is non-physical, being electrical in nature. You can think of the universe as a whole as a field of energy. infinite and mysterious, contained within that vast and unimaginable creator field, lie the fields of the galaxies, the suns, the planets, and the entities upon those planets, such as yourself. As you step down orders of magnitude to go from creator to sub-logos to sub-sub-logos to sub-sub-sub-logos, yet still, the one infinite creator is replete in every portion, every energy field, every iota of the creation. Since all is one, each portion of the one is a hologram of the one. The very cells of your body are full of the information of the creator and the created. Your energy body is the governing field of your mind, body, and spirit. It joins the physical body at some time around physical birth. Willingly and consciously interpenetrating the physical body that is the opportunity for a lifetime of experience within the illusion of planet Earth. Throughout your life, then, your energy body and your physical body are indistinguishable in terms of any worldly observation or scientific ability to measure the potential difference betwixt the physical and the metaphysical. It is the energy body that feeds the perceptions of the physical body. And as the physical body, mind, and emotions gather catalyst and experience, the harvest of those thoughts and emotions moves into the energy body in an endless loop. Your energy body is fed by the logos. In local terms, it is fed by the energy of your sun, which pours its light, its energy and its power into the earth. Planet Earth, your mother, receives this energy in infinite amount. and sends it from the very heart and womb of the earth. In a radiating pattern from the very core of the planet, outward in every direction, coming up through the ground, so that you may absorb it with your feet as you walk upon the earth. It enters the energy body at the joining of the legs, which is the seat of the red ray chakra, the first of your seven chakras that together comprise the energy body. This infinite love light of the creators that streams into the red ray will, if not baffled, blocked, or narrowed, move freely and powerfully into the heart, letting the heart open and bloom like a flower, thereby setting the stage for the potential for work in consciousness. Work in consciousness can only take place when the red ray, orange ray, and yellow ray are open and the energy of the Creator is running freely through them. For this is the energy that feeds the heart. And when it is limited or constricted, the magical personality shall find itself on very short rations. Once the seeker has set his intention to do work in consciousness, then the higher rays become involved. The blue ray of communication, the indigo ray, of faith and being, and of course the green ray of healing and unconditional love. It is to be noted that it is not necessary in order to be of service to others and to graduate from third density for the higher rays to be used in order to access the gateway to intelligent infinity. Simple, straightforward, unconditional love and the energies of forgiveness and compassion shall carry any seeker through graduation with flying colors. That is far more than enough to use in order to penetrate those energies that move one into higher light. However, you as a metaphysical being within incarnation were indeed given the ability to use the higher chakras and to do work in consciousness. The infinite love light of the one creator moves upward, whereas it is the intention set by the magical personality that calls the energy from above down to meet the infinite love light of the one creator moving upward. Where those two energies meet is the location where the seeker is able to accomplish work in consciousness, whether it be healing, channeling, or the radiancy of being. So whether we are speaking of healing, the green ray energy, or communication, the blue ray energy, or radiancy of being, the indigo ray, we speak of one process whereby a seeker decides to set his intention to become a priest, a minister of light, and to take upon himself the responsibility of using his power rightly. Sacred sexuality lies within the precincts of the indigo ray. And indeed, moves into the mystery of violet ray. It calls down inspiration and information from the Godhead principle itself, that great logos that is unconditional love, into the heart of that which joins the physical and the metaphysical being, sexuality. The potential of sexuality is that it may be sacred. The beginnings of sexuality are simple and primal. Consequently, as the priest and the priestess together set their intention to invite the Creator into the equation of their electrical circuitry, they call down the Logos itself. yet it begins with the simplest sexual chemistry that attraction that is pure red ray and that has been so sturdy in its efficiency at propagating the species of humans on planet Earth. The first point that the one known as Jim made concerning sexuality is that it is helpful to prolong foreplay. And we would speak on this to an extent and explore why this is so. As the two who have set their intent come together, they have simply their intent. They have not developed a structure, metaphysically speaking, in which to express their intent. Whatever two entities do after they have set their intent to share sacred sexuality can be considered foreplay. The ritual of the date is very helpful in this regard. As each of you has talked around the circle before the meditation this night, each has expressed the feeling of being so terribly busy that one can almost not catch one's breath. The world lies heavy upon the shoulders of those who must earn the living and fulfill the duties of the day. There is a great deal to lay down before one can engage in sacred play. There is much to release of the world and the grime and the weariness of the world. And so the two meet, perhaps over a dinner, or sharing a glass of wine or coffee, a simple meeting of the eyes and the voices. And each talks, perhaps, about the day, about the concerns, the burdens, and the feelings of world weariness and ennui. And as these are spoken, the energy opens up. The rays begin to clear. What is not understood usually about red ray is that it is not simply the ray of sexuality. It is also the ray of survival. It is the ray in which you must either say yes or no to life itself. Many are those whose feelings of depression and unhappiness for various reasons have begun to shut down or at least narrow that red ray. Somehow sharing these woes with another whose ears are open to listen begins to get the red ray open again, begins to make life seem good again. The colors brighten, energy lifts, and the conversation goes on. Much is shared on a personal level, opening up orange ray. And if there is between the two, the sacrament of marriage, yellow ray is also penetrated, and as the affairs of that particular relationship are discussed, that ray begins to open and relax as each supports each. And finally, each can feel the heart opening because of the gratitude that is felt for the company of the other. Now perhaps there has been a shift in the location and the amount of privacy. Perhaps this is the time when the two lovers become intimate, clothes are shed. The outside world falls away. And the talk deepens. Whatever is said in this opening into blue ray has begun to take on the quality of sacredness. As each listens in complete sympathy and support to what the other has to say, the world seems to brighten more and more. The energy lifts and moves towards the indigo ray, that ray of faith and magic, where two beings may become magical together. When that moment arrives where touch is involved, you can see that there has been a great deal of preparation. Sacred sexuality is not casual in any way. It is as structured as is any magical ritual. Yet it is structured within the sensibilities of two priests who are invoking the one infinite creator. As they invoke, that connection that is the essence of sexual congress. We mentioned before that your energy body is an electrical body. As electricity has its path, so your energy body has its points of contact, which can form a circuit betwixt two energy bodies, making them one. And those openings are at the lips, the hands, the feet, the groin, and the breasts. If two hold hands, they are able to exchange sexual energy. If they touch lips, they are able to express sexual energy. If any of those elements touch, sexual energy circuits between the two. When one thinks of sacred sexuality, one needs to think in terms of the closing of those circuits. By the time the first touch occurs, there has been a good deal of power built up by the anticipation of the pleasure of touch. In this regard, the focus of the two entities involved is the key to the ratcheting up of the amperage of the contact betwixt the two. Indeed, this instrument has often found it useful to visualize the circuit that has been closed, seeing how it changes color, intensity, how it is infinite in its play as each touches each and each creates ways to make the other feel good. It was intended by the Creator that sexuality have the potential of offering to third density entities an experience of the steady state of the Creator, which would be described by third density entities as orgasm. This is the steady state of the universe. This is the power of unconditional love. This is the engine that drives creation. This is the sunlight that falls upon you. It too is the fusion of the priest and the priestess expressing unconditional love in a steady state. As a priest and priestess who are mated become more experienced each with the other, there begin to be refinements on the art of touching, on the nuances of intimacy, so that each can bring the other very close to the point of orgasm and then remain there, playing with that energy, fueling it, playing again and fueling it again, and not feeling the need to move to orgasm. We believe this is what the one known as Jim had in mind when he spoke of prolonging foreplay. And this is certainly the major part of being able to move in orders of magnitude in terms of the brilliance and the power of the energy exchange involved. However, it is never to be forgotten that all the energy centers are involved in sacred sexuality. One cannot play in the fields of the Lord if one does not have the lower chakras running well, glad and free and open and accepting of life and all that it offers. It is indeed so that when both entities, the priest and the priestess, have consciously dedicated their lives to the service of the one infinite creator, this doubles the power available to each. This is in the way of doubling or squares, as in many other kinds of energies, when there are two who together seek, the power of that seeking is doubled. And we would agree with the one known as Jim that certainly when there is a simultaneous orgasm between the priest and the priestess, the energy exchange is at its most brilliant, focused, and collected. It is certainly the most lucid way to experience the fusion of self with self and self with Creator. Yet at the same time, we would note that it is possible to have a powerful energy exchange without orgasm, simply because of the intention of the mated pair and their dedication of the time of pleasure and feeling good to the service of the one infinite creator. There are many among your people who have been well mated and who no longer are able to share sexuality in the way of their youth. This in no way inhibits their ability to exchange sexual energy, to make each other feel good, and to have sacred play. Sacred sexuality begins with a person's willingness to become magical. To be able to experience sacred sexuality, a seeker must release those thoughts of himself which limit him. He must find it within himself to accept himself just as he is and to fall in love with himself, casting aside all thought of self-improvement or self-judgment. The beginning of the seeker's transition to the magical personality is the total acceptance of himself as he is. We believe that this is perhaps the critical difficulty with sacred sexuality, and is that limiting factor which keeps many from experiencing the full freedom and beauty of sacred sexuality. Think of yourself not as you see yourself in the mirror, but as you feel yourself when you pray for what you most dearly wish. See yourself not as a physical being, but as a dreamer, a hoper, a lover of the light, an idealist. See those energies of intention that have nothing to do with the manifestations of the world. This is the beginning of the magical personality. To come to perceive yourself more truly than you can with the mirrors of the world. And finally, we would note the impossibility of creating sacred sexuality without context. It has often been attempted by those who would like to take a shortcut and who perhaps are unable to sustain a committed personal relationship for the length of time that it takes to establish a safe haven where two can trust that they shall not be harmed. Many are those who have attempted to create sacred sexuality by the use of objects such as prostitutes, where all of the work of the magician is done by one entity in solitude, using the object in order to express the actual sexual energy. This shall never become true sacred sexuality, for there is no energy exchange. In higher densities, this shall be much clearer. For in higher densities, entities exchange the dynamic between them upon meeting, and so experience a kind of orgasm simply by shaking hands and saying hello, shall we say. There is nothing hidden or shameful, and all energies are accepted as clean and beautiful. And so entities dwell in an atmosphere of the exchanging of energies at all times. You do not have that luxury, you who dwell within the veil. And so in order to become able to practice as priest and priestess in sacred sexuality, you must create with another that safe place that enables trust and faith to reign supreme. How precious such a relationship is, and how much it has to offer. Before we leave the subject, we would note that including the Creator in all that you do is the way to create magic. That including the Creator in all that you do is the way to create magic of your life. The Creator is not out there unless you allow the Creator to be afar off. The Creator is intimate with you in a very sexual way. As you move through your everyday chores, invite the Creator to come into your life in power. And mean it. And watch your life transform. You will find yourself exchanging energy in a far more transparent way and seeing the energy expenditures of others around you. You will feel the energy of the sun and share with that energy, giving your love back to it. And so an energy exchange is made with the daylight itself. You can do that with each and everything in which you come in contact. We wish you the joy of your practice. May we ask if there is a follow-up to this query? We are those cool.
I don't have a follow-up for that particular query, but Gary has given one that he would like to have asked. It's from Joe Lalo. Quote, I've been distributing, promoting, and ingesting a substance known as white gold for almost 10 years. It's a legal substance. New information from another channel has presented itself to me, which suggests there may be a negative consequence to the DNA of the entity in ingesting the substance. I'm deeply concerned that there may be some validity to this statement, worried that if it is true, I may in ignorance be distributing a chemical substance which has negative effects upon those who ingest it. Is there any information of a spiritual nature that you can offer me involved with the principles of this situation?
We are those of Kuo and are aware of your query, my brother. The spiritual principle which we would mention at this time in connection with your query is the principle of the individuality of response. All is one, yet each entity is as a snowflake, individual and unique. Each unique energy system operates on its own frequency and with its own peculiarities. Therefore, that which may be extremely helpful for one entity may be neutral for another and may be detrimental for another. Only the percentages vary. In terms of this being true of virtually any energy or substance that is offered. Is there another query that we may consider at this time? We are those of Kuo.
Yes, Kuo, could you compare and contrast from a spiritual perspective the energy exchanges of sacred texts with the energy exchanges and other spiritual dimensions of empathy?
We are those of Kuo and believe we understand your query, my brother. When there is an empathetic energy exchange, it is an exchange that does not have the element of sexual touch. The nature of the empathetic exchange is not necessarily indigo ray. Empathetic exchanges, that is, one entity understanding another to the point where one is able to experience as that entity, are possible in any of the energy centers. So, my brother, we would say that it is a different animal in terms of its being a more general and more broad category of energy exchange. Yet certainly it is just as is sexual energy exchange, that closing of circuitry of one kind or another where two entities become one. May we answer you further, my brother?
I'm studying a method of providing compassion and empathy called nonviolent communication by Marshall Rosenberg. I'm not clear what my next question would be about that, but if you see anything spiritual about that, I would be interested.
We are those of Ukuo, and my brother, we encourage you to follow the path of resonance and wish you well with your journey. Is there a final query at this time? We are those of Kuo.
Kuo, well, I have a question about energy exchange. Is there energy exchange between you as an entity that works with the circle of seeking besides the, I understand there is an energy exchange because you work through the channel and you need to connect to the channel and so some energy moves there. But is there a more general energy exchange because this is a circle of seeking and we ask you to join it and so everybody in the circle exchange energy in some way?
We are those that go and grasp your query, my brother. The energy exchange betwixt us and you is the energy exchange of creator and creator, equal to equal. The precise nature of the exchange, again, has to do with the individual. Each entity's energy body is unique, and each energy body has its ways of receiving and giving energy. Not in the specifically sexual sense, but in the sense of having pathways between various of the chakras that are used to working together. This is often a matter that is compounded by the long-held habits of an entity and his tendency to perceive in a certain way. The energy exchange betwixt spirit in general and yourself in incarnation in general is always deepened and strengthened as the seeker avails himself to the silence and practices meditation, and thus becomes able to begin to perceive deeper truths about his own nature. The more deeply that it is possible for you as an entity to go in opening up and revealing your inner self in terms of opening to contact with us, the more able that we are to become one with you in a very intimate way as we collaborate together to create an instrument whereby perhaps those who seek may find good resources and information for their spiritual journey. When the dedication is set to serve as a channel, and when the self has been opened up fearlessly to that possibility, the stage is set for the most efficient and deep energy exchange betwixt those of us of the time-space realm and you in the space-time realm. It is a beautiful and mysterious collaboration which is hedged in artistry and energy. It is a very creative exchange, as we are sure that you are aware, as you have yourself attempted to open yourself to these energies. May we answer you further, my brother.
No, cool. Thank you for your comments, and thank you for coming in, being repeatedly willing to answer our numerous questions.
We are those of Kuo and are aware of your thanks, my brother, and as you know well, our thanks are just as fervent. It is tremendously fulfilling to us to be able to share our thoughts with you and hopefully to be of some small service to those of you who seek so valiantly within the veil on planet Earth. The instrument becomes weary, and we would leave this instrument and this group with thanksgiving and joy in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator. We are known to you as the principle of Nkuo. Adonai. Adonai. As we let the light that we have gathered in this group go back to the one infinite creator, let us place in it our hopes and our dreams and our prayers for healing. Especially William, Rosie, Gary Bean Sr., Stephen Damon, and William. Did I say William? Mm-hmm. Who else? Who am I missing? Melissa. And Melissa. And Alan and his difficulties with his body. The energy goes up. Let the reins fall down. I am the circle and you are healing me. I am the circle and you are healing me. United people, we are one. United people, we are one. I am the circle and you are healing me. I am the circle and you are hearing me. United people, we are one. United people, we are one. I am the circle and you are hearing me. I am the circle and you are hearing me. United people, we are one. United people, we are one.